very happy to have AJ Jacobs back on the show today. I've been talking to him every few years for, seems like, a couple of decades. AJ famously read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica when that was a thing back in the early 2000s and wrote a book about it called The Know-It-All. And then he spent a year following all the rules in the Bible for another book called The Year of Living Biblically. And then he tried to become the healthiest man alive and wrote a book about that called Drop Dead Healthy. And then in 2014, he became obsessed with his family tree. At one point, putting together the world's largest family reunion. And now he's taken that to the next level with a new book called It's All Relative, Adventures Up and Down the World's Family Tree. He will be in St. Louis to talk about it on November 30th, right after Thanksgiving, at the Kirkwood Public Library. AJ Jacobs, it's great to have you back on the show today.
Great to be here, Cousin Paul.
Yeah, are we still cousins? You've been doing your investigation into your family tree. We're still related?
Oh, we are absolutely related. I mean, it's a little tricky because there are about 43 Paul Harrises on the family tree, so I'm trying to figure out which one you are, but you're in there.
I'm not the good-looking one.
I don't believe it.
You also found in your research that you are related to both Barack Obama and George W. Bush. True?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm related to everyone. I got into this because I got a very strange email about 3 or 4 years ago, and it said, "You don't know me, but I'm your eighth cousin." So, of course, I figure the next line is, "Please wire $10,000 to my Nigerian bank account."
Yeah.
But it turns out this guy was legitimate, and he is part of a group who's helping to build the biggest family tree in history with literally millions of people in dozens of countries, all connected. And it just blew me away because I always thought genealogy, kind of stodgy and a little dull, but actually nowadays it's thrilling and it's having a huge impact on every part of our lives, like politics, race relations, health. And I thought, this has to be my next book. And that's how I figured out that you and I are cousins.
It's also big business because I see these ads all the time for spit on this piece of paper and send it to us and we'll do a DNA test and it will reveal your ancestry. Is any of that for real?
Well, it is real. I mean, it's not perfect. I've taken all of those tests. And because there are so many different services, most of them showed that I am in fact Jewish. So that was that was reassuring.
Yeah.
But I also, one showed, for instance, that I had 14% Scandinavian blood, and I was excited because I was like, "All right, I can go cross country skiing, have some gravlax." Turned out it was a clerical error. So they're not perfect, but they're pretty good. They give you a general idea. Just don't take them 100%.
But how far can you go back for people who were born in certain parts of the world? For instance, my family history, you know, just going back to my grandparents and my great-grandparents, they lived in parts of Eastern Europe that either don't exist anymore or at some point were on the border between two countries, and so we don't know exactly what their official nationality was, or they were chased out of one small town in Russia by Cossacks or, you know, other groups that are not really that good at keeping records or leaving what was left behind intact. How would we know how far back my history actually goes and to whom?
Well, that's right. It depends on the family line, how far it goes back. Some just go back a couple of generations. Some cultures or families have kept it for thousands of years. And the DNA testing is actually going to help you because you'll be able to figure out who your cousins are and then be able to trace farther back. So you can get back a few hundred years. You won't get back to the Adam and Eve, which I talk about in my book. There really was an Adam and Eve. They didn't live in the Garden of Eden, but they were about 200,000 years ago, and they called them Y-chromosomal Adam and mitochondrial Eve, and we all have a little bit of their DNA in us. So you, me, Miley Cyrus, the Manafort, anyone you want, they have a little of this DNA.
What about descendants of Genghis Khan? I read that 8% of the men in a certain region of Asia, from northeast China to Uzbekistan, are somehow chromosomally related to Genghis Khan, and they did the math, and it's something like 16 million men.
Yeah,
this guy got around.
He was a very prolific man. That is true. And there are others like that as well. Charlemagne was, but that's partly just because we are able to trace his DNA. If you go back that far, all people who lived there had hundreds of thousands of millions of offspring now. So, and if the world survives, which I'm counting on you to help us, Paul, in a few hundred years, our generation will have, hopefully I'll have hundreds of thousands of offspring. I won't be around, so I won't have to buy them birthday presents, but they will be there.
What about people who come from warring factions? I'm thinking of Israelis and Palestinians, Shia and Shiites, et cetera, around the world. If they found out that they were actually biologically related to each other, would that make a difference?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. It empirically would. There was an amazing study just a year ago by Harvard that took Israelis and Palestinians, and when they showed them how closely they were related, they treated each other with more kindness. They were more open to negotiation. So it actually does have the power. I don't think it's going to end all wars when we realize, hey, we are one big family, but it is a push in the right direction. And for this book, I hung out with the Hatfields and McCoys, and they have since signed a treaty, and they are now friends, and they say, if we can do it, anyone can do it. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, AJ, that being related to each other doesn't necessarily make things better, as every Thanksgiving evening proves.
It's true. I have three sons, so I see how they wrestle, and I know that. But if you do look at the statistics, overall, we do treat our family members better than a total stranger. I can give you, I call it the Judge Judy effect, because I always hated Judge Judy, but then I found out she's my ninth cousin, and it actually had an effect. I thought, you know what? She's not so bad.
Would it work
on Judge Judy?
Would it work on white supremacists to find out that they are related to people in the Black Lives Matter movement?
Well, it is very interesting you ask, because that has been happening, and the reactions have been mixed. Some white supremacists have flipped out. They have denounced the genetics companies and say that they are trying to promote multiculturalism and it's all a conspiracy. Some have seen the light. I mean, there are these stories that are almost like a movie of them realizing, you know what, I am part Jewish or part African American, and my belief system was so flawed, I'm going to reform and come to the other side.
Wow.
So, yeah. So hopefully more of those will happen in the future.
I have a friend in Connecticut who saw me promote on Twitter that you were going to be on today. And he has always been jealous of the Mashantucket Pequots, because they're the ones who opened up Foxwoods, which was one of the first super successful Indian casinos. It's in Connecticut. And if you are a certain percentage member of that tribe, or I guess have that Pequot blood to a certain percentage, you get money from the billions of dollars that that casino brings in. He wants to know, if I read your book, will I find out how to get related to that so I can get a paycheck?
Well, he can certainly take the test. And maybe with his DNA editing machines, he can edit himself into that tribe. But it's actually going to be a fascinating world, and it's going to be controversial, because you're going to have people who say, I'm 4% Native American, and I now identify as a Native American. And someone who's 82% Native American may not be so happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to get complicated. So, yeah, I think overall my hope is that we realize that we're all a mix. We're all mutt. And this obsession with differences is just counterproductive, and we've got to all start thinking of ourselves as the human family instead of these little tribes.
I like that message. Now, you know, there are people who go to psychics and these kind of pseudoscience junk dealers who tell them about past lives. And and everybody who is told that by one of these con artists, in a past life, they were always somebody royal or somebody important. You know, they were never the one who carried the spit bucket for Charlemagne. They were always Charlemagne. So I'm curious, in your genealogy, you must have found people who you were related to who you're not happy about being related to.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's part of the fun. It's just the black sheep. There's a guy in the book who whose whole job it is to ferret out black sheep in your family tree. Because I think it's important to realize that we all have the good and the bad, and we should maybe be a little less judgmental, and that we're not beholden to the sins of our forefathers and foremothers. But, yeah, I just found out recently I have a man who was in the Teapot Dome scandal in Warren G. Harding's, and not just like regular old embezzling. He was like blackmailing, and there was adultery involved. So it was very exciting. And now that some people are saying we are in the midst of Teapot Dome scandal part two, I feel it's very relevant.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to say it was somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's on my wife's side. I am literally related to Jeffrey.
No,
I just figure
come
out
on.
How I'm related to Jeffrey Dahmer.
You're pulling my leg now. You're pulling my leg. Your wife is related to Jeffrey Dahmer?
Well, a very distant. I can look it up, but it's through marriage. You know, these things are so, they can get so long. Like I mentioned, the Barack Obama one.
Yeah.
He's my fifth great aunt, husband's brother's wife, seventh great nephew. So Dahmer is somewhere around there.
Okay. Now, speaking of marriage, now that I think about it, if we are all biologically related, does that mean that you and I, when we have made love to our wives, we've been doing something we shouldn't?
Well, we are, yes. We are all cousin lovers. I am actually genetically close to my wife. We're about six cousins. I told her that. I thought it might spice up our marriage. She was a little freaked out. that is something we'll have to deal with. I mean, any genetic risk are pretty, very, very low after second cousin. And even there are people who argue that first and second cousin marriage, I talked to some people there who believe it should be legalized. It's illegal in about half of the United States. And they think, like gay marriage, it should be legalized.
Yeah, all right. Enough about Alabama.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Have you found some less than traditional relationships along the way? I mean, polygamists and that sort of stuff, that's got to spread the family tree in very odd branches.
Oh, yeah. It's fascinating because the family tree is going to be, in the future, it's just going to get more and more complicated because there is, as you say, there's polygamy and then there's sperm donors and there are these now Facebook groups where you can meet your half siblings through the sperm donor, because some of these sperm donors have like 100 kids.
Yeah.
So they call each other diblings. So it's a short for donor siblings, diblings.
Okay.
It's just going to get more and more complicated. I mean, this is not science fiction stuff anymore. In the UK, they just had the first baby that had three people's DNA. They inserted a third person's DNA because the mother had a genetic disease, so they covered it up with someone else's.
Wow.
So you're going to have, like, you know, kids with four mothers and three fathers. It'll be wild.
And the interesting thing to me about that is that the law is always way behind the science. So what's going to happen when that kid ends up in some sort of custody battle in court?
Mm-hmm.
The law for that has yet to be written, but the science has already gotten there.
Yeah, that is complicated. That's good for lawyers, though. I guess if I could tell my kids to go into law school.
There you go. We have so many people who are freely sharing information about themselves today online. I can't imagine that this happened in previous generations. Do you think that the willing suspension of privacy by so many people in the world will make it easier for the next several generations to be able to look back and see who they were related to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's got its pros and cons. There's a lot of legitimate worry that we're sharing too much, and that when we take these DNA tests, the hacker will be able to just show our DNA so everyone will know our genetic defects. But, yeah, I think it will be. I mean, one interesting twist, though, I talk about in the book, is that in the last a century ago, privacy was not as big a deal. And you look at some of these old newspapers, and they'll talk about who's in the hospital for what ailment. HIPAA was not a big deal, apparently. Yeah. They'll talk about where they, what hotel people are staying at. So it was this idea of privacy has changed over the years. In some ways, we have more privacy than they did.
The book is called It's All Relative, all about AJ and the family tree. Before I let you go, I got to ask you, because I wonder about the year of living biblically. You told me years ago that you were hoping it would get turned into a TV show. Did that ever go anywhere?
Well, that hope has, for better or worse, come true. It is going to be a TV show on CBS starting in January. Now, I'm not writing it. So if it's terrible, then please don't blame me. If it's wonderful, then please give me all the credit.
Who's attached to the project?
The executive producer is Johnny Galecki from The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
But he is not actually starring. The guy who plays my character is from Mad Men. He played played Peggy's boyfriend on Mad Men, Jay Ferguson. Very talented.
So he's already got the biblical beard.
Exactly. But they made him shave it, ironically. But he'll grow it back.
Yeah. That was a terrific book. And all of your books since then have also been just a wonderful read and lots of fun. And not just about the science of genealogy in this case, but the adventure of going through it and finding all of these people and discovering who's related to who and how those relationships work out. It's a great read. And AJ will be in St. Louis to talk about it on November 30th at the Kirkwood Public Library. The book is called It's All Relative, Adventures Up and Down the World's Family Tree. AJ Jacobs, so great to have you back on today.
I loved it. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. This is the Big 550 KTRS.